Listen, it's a local derby, and the one thing that you talk to the players and you make sure when you're in a local derby, there's a bit of passion in there. You've got to have the ingredients of passion. And I thought, first half, I thought, yeah, we were okay without being have that cutting edge. However, I thought we were solid enough and kept them at bay for a team who's, you know, was on a high. And yet, you can't legislate for an own goal like that. It's a simple case of the decision of heading the ball. It should have gone out for a corner. You defend the back post, as you would do as a fullback. He's not done his job, and it, of course, has gone to the back of the net, which is, we've given him a goal. But the importance in it, particularly in the second half, it's, you know, the same thing. It's happened again. It's not 20 seconds this time, it's 40 seconds. Of which we said you've got to stay in the game, make sure you keep it nice and solid, roll your sleeves up, dig in and allow us to get into their half and allow a striker who's been red hot, give him some support, he got nothing. And what I've seen in the second half, I've got more passion on the touchline than those players. And that's the type of players that we have at this football club. They haven't got the passion and desire to move forward. What they are, they're a team that want to play nice football on a nice summer's day. Well, it doesn't work like that. It's hard work, it's graft, it's pride, there's passion, and they didn't show that in the second half. And that is disappointing, to say the least. We're in a battle, we're in a fight, in a survival to stay in the division. But when you put in performances like that, it knocks you back. What we can't accept is performances like that. We can't accept, we won't allow it. That too many players just go hiding. And that's been the case all season. Too many players are hiding. And they need to wake up. There's a reality here. We're fighting for our lives. And they've got to get that fight back in. They've got to get the fighting spirit. They showed when we are at it, when we can, and they can. They're capable of fighting and scrapping and make a tackle. Not one tackle in the second half. You know, local derby. I wanted to go out there and start tackling somebody. That's how important it is, especially in a local derby. That's the worst passionless second half I've seen. And yet, we were in the game. We were in the game until that second the second goal came in, and I've just seen a lot of players heads down and almost hiding. But that's the fragileness of the team at this moment in time. And they've had it at half-time, they've had it at full-time. But we can't change them overnight. We can't change them in terms of bringing personnel in. What we have to do is keep trying to change them, chipping away at them, trying to change their mentality.
So how do you do that?
Well, continuously repeating the same things, almost going back to your basics. Every day we keep trying to chip in with the players and saying, we've got to go back to basics again and just stay a solid team. Try and be hard to beat first. We know they can play football, we know we can pass a ball, but there's the other elements that you've got to earn the right to play. And they're not doing that enough. They have done it, did it at Walsall, they did it at Coventry. Yet today they didn't. And when you don't do it, when you don't match up, when you don't show that kind of drive and determination and passion, that's what you get. I can't tell them enough. That's what you get. If you don't put that in, you'll get a defeat on your hands. And a local derby, that stinks. I'm sorry, that's not good.
You made three changes for this. In hindsight, were they the right changes?
They're the right changes because there were positive changes as well. Let me tell you, our thoughts coming into this football ground was not to lose, was to go and win the game. That's the positivity that we're trying to show to the players. There's nothing to be frightened of. You know, they're at the top end of the league, fine. But hang on a minute, if we're on a game, we can be a match for anybody. But if you're not in a game, you know, Doncaster will turn you over. And they did. So, you know, it's not about changes. It's about people and about, you know, their honesty out there. And they haven't showed the honesty out there. And that's you know, that's the crime. And, you know, the players have got to accept that. The punishment is that we get beat.
How let down do you feel tonight?
Oh, well, of course, I'm very disappointed and dejected. Like, you know, the fans were brilliant. Brilliant again. You know, and I feel for the fans because they want to see the players at least give their all and to be passion, show their passion just as much as the supporters are. and they didn't see that. So that's very disappointing. That's one of the things that I've prided myself on, particularly being at Scunthorpe, that you've got to roll your sleeves up, guys. You've got to dig in. And sometimes, yeah, the opposition might be better than you, but I tell you what, you're not making life difficult for them. And they made it too easy for them, and it was a poor performance.
You told me before this game, that you Tuesday night made you realise there was work to do.
Yeah.
How much has this told you about how much there is to do?
Listen, I wouldn't be here I wouldn't be here in this football club if there wasn't work to be done. There's a team being put together that have been put together because they're all footballers. They want to play a certain way. It doesn't win games. It's not won enough games. So they have to change. And we're having to try to change those players. I'm not so sure whether they can. That's the thing. I'm not so sure whether they can change. So we have to change them. But we haven't got that we haven't got the finances to do that, so we have to work with what we got, and I will back them and I will train them and I will coach them and guide them but it just keeps showing, the evidence is there for them to see, that if you don't show that desire and the drive and commitment, you're going to lose.
Just looking ahead to the next game now, it's Bournemouth up for you, a side that are one of the highest scorers in the division. Given the defending for the goals today, how concerned are you to face a side like Bournemouth at this time?
It concerns me. It doesn't matter who we're playing, whether it's Bournemouth, whether it's somebody at the bottom end. If you defend as a team, let's not point fingers at the defenders, because it's all about how the team shape up and how they defend, and they defend from the front. You know, it's we're all defend together and we attack together.
I mean, as a group.
But as a group, yeah, of course it concerns me, and that's why they've not won enough games. That's why it's shown again what they're about. We need to keep changing it. We're getting glimpses of good bits, and we're getting a taste of things that they can achieve, and then they go back to their own ways again. And so we're going to have to keep being positive with them, keep giving them the support, but also they've got to recognise themselves as well. As a dressing room, you know, that's a very quiet dressing room in there. And I'm not just saying about after the game. They're quiet in any way. They're a quiet bunch of people. There's no characters in there, you know, to liven up and on the pitch. Those are the things that we want to try and introduce and try and get in, but we can't get those in because, we've got to change things around dramatically, and that's going to take time. So whilst I understand there's going to be some defeats along the way, but it's the manner of the defeats that hurt most. And that hurt me, it hurt the supporters, particularly in the second half. First half has been squashed, it's been put aside because, as I said, we can't legislate for your defender not defending the back post and putting the ball in the back of the net and giving them a head start when there was nothing in the game. So we can't legislate for that. However, the second half was the manner which really disappoints us, and that's the thing that we've got to drive home with them. And, we've got to keep driving it, and we've got to keep trying to get it out of them. Somehow we'll get it out of them. We said, and I said on Thursday, this is a journey we've got to go on. It's a long journey. The objective is to stay in the division. No matter where, we're going to take some defeats along the way. We've got to make sure we stay in this division. So, yeah, we know we need to get the points. We know we need to win games. But we also got, there's a tolerance level and there's an acceptance. But that second half wasn't good, and we're not going to accept that.
All right, final one. Niall Canavan took a bit of a knock. He stayed on the field but looked uncomfortable. What's the early prognosis there?
Well, Niall went over on his ankle, and fair play to him, he stayed on. But again, he looked very, very ropey, and they were just running through the middle because he couldn't get a gallop up. And of course, Steve Milne-Law's pulled off a couple of saves, which could have been even more dramatic to us. But, the problems at this football club. We know the problems within the dressing room, and particularly on the pitch.
Is Niall a concern? Is it going to be?
It will be a concern, but the good thing is we've got 2 weeks for him to get him right. You know, we haven't got a game at the weekend, so we will obviously get back on that training ground and try and get them back into focusing on what they can do, but also add it with a bit of ingredients, a bit of grit and determination. That's what's missing.